This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson: how to live an Islamic lifestyle so we won't have any regrets on the Day of Judgment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about how to live an Islamic lifestyle so that we don't have any regrets on the Day of Judgment. Of course, as we know, at one point or the other, sooner or later, and unfortunately we don't know, when and where we will die, but it is a certainty that we will all die, we will go to the grave, and then the day of resurrection will come, and we will be asked and told about our good deeds and our bad deeds and everything that we did in our life. So how do we avoid having an intense regret and sorrow on the Day of Judgment? So, of course, on the Day of Judgment, we find that one of the names of the Day of Judgment is known as Yawm al-Hasra, which means a day of regret, or a day of how I wish, you know, I could have done more, or I could have, you know, not done so many sins. And so on that day, when we are asked what we will do, one of the most intense griefs and sorrows that a person will have will be a person who gave up their hereafter for the world. So they sacrificed the hereafter and eternity and paradise in order for some worldly gain or benefit. This individual will be at the greatest loss, and so we have to live our Islamic lifestyle in order to prevent that from happening in the hereafter. We continue after the break. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how to live an Islamic lifestyle so that we don't have any regret on the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter. So we had said how one of the people who will have the most intense grief and sorrow on the Day of Judgment is an individual who sacrifices their eternal life, their paradise, their hereafter, for some kind of material or worldly gain. Now, in some of the traditions, we find that a person even worse than that is one who sacrifices their hereafter for the worldly benefits of other people. So not only do they, you know, lose on their own worldly benefits, but matter of fact, they try to gain worldly benefits for others in exchange and sacrificing their own hereafter. So when living a Islamic lifestyle, we have to first and foremost remember that when there is a choice between the hereafter and the world, we have to choose the hereafter. When there is a choice between good and bad, we must choose good. When there is a choice between truth and falsehood, we have to choose truth. And when there is a choice between committing a sin or avoiding a sin, we must avoid a sin. And when there is a choice between doing a good deed and not doing a good deed, well, we must do a good deed. And so in this manner, and with these simple choices that we make, we will be choosing the hereafter, and we will be sacrificing some kind of a worldly, you know, gain that must be gained via the sacrifice of the hereafter. And so in this manner, inshallah, we can live a Islamic lifestyle so that we don't have any regrets on the Day of Judgment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.